Hello and welcome back to the TTP, to Tani Talks Parsha this year, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. We are here towards the last bit of Sefer Devarim. We have come to Parshas Kisetze. I like to oftentimes focus on the word or the phrase, oftentimes at the beginning of the Parsha, if not the first few words of the Parsha, for us to learn about the Parsha and to learn about ourselves. The Pasuk tells us in the beginning of the Parsha, Kisetze lamilchama al oyevecha, when you go out to war on your enemies, when you go out to battle and wage battle against your enemies. But oftentimes in life, we don't even have to go out to war against our enemies, because who often is our own worst enemy? Who often is our enemy that is the most difficult and is the most combative? It's the Yetzer Hara, which is in us ourselves. The Gemara tells us, the sages tell us, every day the Yetzer Hara rises up against us to try to kill us. If not for the help, the Azer, the Yeshua of Hashem, it would literally kill us, it would literally destroy us, it would literally bring us down to pieces. The Yetzer Hara tries to kill us every day, tries to take us down every day, only because of the Yeshua Hashem, only because of the help from Hashem do we have the ability to stand up and live another day. You know, the Pasuk tells us, Sheva Yipal Tzadik V'kam, one of my favorite psukim, 7 times a righteous person will fall, but you gotta get up again, again, again. Even before secular society took that phrase and tried to make it into a song, if you get knocked down, you must get back up again and again and again. Because when you go out, when you stand up, when you even wake up, the Yetzer Hara is already there lying in ambush to try to hurt you, trying to kill you, trying to destroy you. So when we go out in our days, when we get up, how do we try to combat the Yetzer Hara? How do we try to fight the Yetzer Hara? How do we try to do good in the world? So when you go out of your house, how do you try to fight the Yetzer Hara? With Torah, always with Torah, whether we listen or watch or read, try to surround ourselves with Torah, and that is the antidote, that is usually the best answer to help us to fight the Yetzer Hara. But I want to go a step beyond that. When we go out into the world, when we go to battle in the world with the secular influences in the secular society and the influences of those things around us, how do we try to go out and wage the war to bring a spiritual change into the world itself? We want it to be that we make a difference in this world. We want it to be that we actually make a good change, a positive change in this world. How could we make a change in this world if we don't do so with using the aspects of the Torah? When you go out, Kisetze lamelchama, every day is a war within ourselves, fighting the Yetzer Hara, but within society at large as well. It's so easy to see the coworkers eating this non-Jewish food, this non-kosher food. It smells so good, it looks so good, it's so easy to fall prey. But we must fight, we must be involved in the milchama, in the daily milchama. And a lot of people have different milchamot for different aspects. One person's might be wine, one person might be alcohol, one person's might be smoking, one person's might be gambling, one person might be the internet, one person might be the phone, and one person might be dieting or food. Everyone has a different struggle, everyone has a different thing that they have to work on, they have to battle their whole life. Unfortunately, another person might have mental health, mental anguish, mental difficulties, health difficulties, health disparities. Person might have difficulties with anger, with arrogance, with humility. A lot of things a person has to work on. When you go out into the world, what will you work on? What will you combat? What will you fight? The Parsha goes through different aspects of going through war. If a person has a new bride, a person has a new vineyard, a person has a new house, these are different things in life that a person has to be involved with. Of course, the spouse, the wife being foremost, first, most important, and then the kids, of course. But after that, you still have to take care of the things. How are you going to use your house? How are you going to use your car? How are you going to use your vineyard? We know that when it comes to Parshas Noach, Noach has saved him and his children and their spouses. And the first thing that he does is plant a vineyard. And what happens when he plants a vineyard? He gets drunk, and then the children do an episode that is not a good episode, not a happy portion, not a good light of the Torah. You can plant a vineyard too. Rashi planted a vineyard, and he's known for posterity for being a vintner, but he's also known for posterity for being an amazing, amazing commentary on Tanakh, on the Chumash, on the Talmud, and different places. But he used the vineyard, hopefully, to give people the wine and not for people to get drunk on it. but for people to use it to be mesameach. You can have the abilities, you can have the capabilities. When you go out, when you are in the world, when you're in society, what are you doing to make a difference in the society? What are you doing to wage war against society to bring good into the world? Podcasts are all the rage these days, right? Even when I started the OT show and the Pirkei Avos Shir a couple of years ago in 2018, March 2018, I didn't know where it would go, but I knew that Hashem put this idea in me and I had to do something with it. There's so much Narishkeit, so much babushka out there, making up a Taniism, so much words out there that, and so much uselessness out there, so many podcasts that are wasting times and unboxing toys and unboxing this and talking about this show, talking about that show. Okay, you could rest and relax and rejuvenate, but to have a whole show dedicated just to a TV show, a whole show dedicated just to a movie or a series or comics, we can use the podcast, we could use Shiurim, we could use audio to make a difference in the world, to wage war for good, to bring good to the world, to elevate the spiritual. Pirkei Avos literally talking morals and upbringings to try to talk about how we can make ourselves better. Parsha talking a couple of minutes every week about the Parsha lessons, words and phrases from the Parsha and ideas from the Parsha, how we could better ourselves. OT thinking, how we could be more functional, more occupational therapy minded, and more able to use our days functionally, whatever happens in the day, each day, how we could go about making our lives a little better. Daf, thinking about a lesson, a quick lesson from that day's Gemara, and Radio or Life, thinking about a topic that happens in life that can hopefully help us around us. We want to use words, we want to use our ability to make a difference in the world. When you go out, Ki Seitze La Milchama, every day is a war. Every day is waging war against the Yetzer Hara, every day is waging war against secular society and secular influence and influence of all those around us. There's so much hedonism, so much self-gratification. Every advertisement that's out there, how could this help you? How could this do for you? Don't you need this in your life? You're missing this in your life. This will make you look younger and feel better. If only you would have this, if only you would have the next phone, the iPhone 13, 14, 15, 16. If only you would have the MacBook 7th generation, 8th generation, 9th generation. You're missing this, you're missing that. Why don't you get this? Why don't you get that? You're missing that. So much materialism, it's really a fight against all of that, and it's about me, give me. It's also about the immediate gratification. It's often difficult for children especially to have delayed gratification, but even for adults, we need it now, and we need it now, and we need it right now, and if it's not done, it's not good. It used to be that internet, back in the day, when you connect, you could do a whole laundry load to connect, and it used to be the weird sounds until you would connect. It would take a good 10 minutes. Now, if your internet doesn't connect within 30 seconds, what's wrong? I can't understand it. I can't take it. Every time I need to do this for grad school, for work, for school, for my job, I can't connect. What's going on? The internet is down. Ah! In the olden days, they didn't even have phones or cell phones or internet. How did they live? They lived and they were able to figure out. Baruch Hashem, we're blessed to live in the digital revolution, the technological revolution age, from the cell phones to internet to smartphones to smart devices to computers to podcasts to episodes to videos and audio. All these things are amazing, but are we using them in the right way? Do we go out into the world? Do we make sure that it goes out and we fight the good fight? Ki Seitze La Milchama talks about all these topics, talks about if you have these different things in your life, are you going to be able to go? Then, of course, it talks about if you are in war and you have different influences, how are you going to go about it? You have to go about things to make sure it's not influencing you. And a person goes out and you have to see and help your friends. If you see your friend's ox, amazing pasuk, Lo sir et shor achicha o eseyo nidachim v'salamta mehem Hashem teshuvim l'chachicha. If you see your friend's ox, and another pasuk elsewhere in Shemot and Devarim talks about if you see your enemy's ox, your enemy's donkey falling on the way, you must help him. And who do you help first? The enemies. Because it's about helping those around you. You go out, you have to fight the Yetzer Hara not to help him, and you have to go help him. You can't see him falling along the way. And that means if nowadays we don't really have donkeys and horses to travel, we have cars. and vans and what like. But if you see someone's car breaking down, don't turn away. Try to do what you can to help. Call AAA for them. If someone's walking out of the grocery store and they have 10 bags, try to take one or two or three for them to help them. You see someone's crossing the street and they drop one of their plums, they drop one of their apples, go pick it up for them and help them. You must help them. Even if he's not close to you, v'im lo karov achicha elecha. The next pasuk, if he's not close to you, it's not someone you're close to, it's someone you don't even know well, still help them. Still do what you can. Karov could mean not close physically, but it could also mean not close emotionally. You don't really know them. They're a stranger. Even if they're a stranger and they're in your community, they're a fellow Jew, a fellow person. You need to do what you can to help them, to do what you can to return things to them and do for the donkey, do for the person. If they're falling on the way, if they're in a situation where they need your help, make sure to do what you can to help them. Make sure if you see the Khan Sipor, you see the Shiloh HaKenadi, send away the mother bird to take it. Don't just give into your immediate gratification to want the eggs, but fight the good fight. Fight the Yetzirah to send away the mother bird first. Have a little compassion. Make sure to have the tzitzis done. Make sure to have these different aspects done. Don't do motzi shemra. Don't do lashon hara. Make sure not to do kelayim. All the aspects of the parsha are telling us to fight our inner yetzirah and our outer yetzirah. Make sure to take care of people properly, to pay your wages, workers properly, to let them have the fruits properly if one falls down or not. Make sure to take care of the kids in society. Make sure to have proper ability to be involved. Make sure to marry into the right people, into the right aspects, and make sure to have the right things in your days, and not to wage, not to charge interest, and not to take advantage of those around you. Make sure that you have the proper food to help out, and make sure that the army is taken care of. Make sure all these things are done to pay the wages properly. We might have the inclination, we might have the want to do things in a certain way, but we have to fight the Yetzer Hara inside ourselves and outside in the world. We were strangers at one time. If there's a stranger in a community, stranger in your shul, welcome them in. Invite them to dinner, to Shabbos dinner, invite them to Shabbos lunch. Bring them into the community. One of the wonderful things we try to do is that we're on the welcoming committee. So anytime a new family comes into one of the two shuls that we're members of, we bring them a little welcome bag. And we did that other week, a couple of weeks ago. We dropped off 5 different bags. Each bag had a little welcome pamphlet that showed the kosher establishments in our town, and it had a kukish cake, which is like this delicious chocolate cake, and it had a hand towel. Just a little gesture welcoming them to our shul, to being a member of our shul and a member of our synagogue. What can we do? Ki seitzei, when you go out and about in your life, how can you fight the Yetzirah within you? How can you fight the Yetzirah without you and outside you? When we're going about our days, we might want to be, you know, in our own minds, in our own ways, but we should not be. We should interact with those around us. I talk often about the idea, when you're going to drop off your kids at school, and halavai, everyone should be zocha to drop off their kids. Some people just send them on the bus away, but thank God we send our kids to schools in our own town, so I could drive there 2 minutes or walk there 15 minutes. When I pass the security guard, I pass the crossing guard, I try to talk to them, I try to say thank you so much, have a great day. And do you know, yesterday on the first day of school, when I come by, the security guard gives me a huge smile and says, welcome back, how's your summer? And I say, thank you so much, welcome back as well, thank you for your service, I hope you had a great summer too. If you can interact with the person in a way, you could fight the Yetzer within you to just go about your days and read your WhatsApp, Pinterest, Instagram and messages and whatnot. Instead of that, put away the phone when you're walking and actually interact to the people. They can remember you, could have a profound effect on these people even by just talking to them. When the male person drops off your mail, whether female or male, you could say, thank you so much, have a great day, thank you for bringing the mail. When the barista gives you the drink, thank you so much. It might be the natural inclination, the natural Yetzer Hara to keep to yourself, to keep quiet and look at your phone and grab your drink, but how much more wonderful is it if you go out and about? Ki seitzei, when you go out of your own realm, of your own selfishness, and you go out and be a little selfless to talk to the people around you, to interact with the people around you, in your own town, in your own community, you're literally getting the coffee anyway. Can't you smile and talk to the barista and thank them for the coffee that helps rejuvenate your day a little bit? Can't you talk to the crossing guard and to the safety agent that's at your school anyway? Can't you thank those people in that element? You're calling Amazon anyway. Say, hi, how are you? What's your name? Thank you for your help. Go against your nature. Go out and about making sure to talk to those people. The pasuk starts off, the phrase starts off in this week's parsha, ki seitzei lamelchama. It's always a struggle, it's always a battle. It's always an interaction, a give and take. From the moment you wake up, the Yetzer Hara wants to kill you, wants to destroy you, wants to ruin your day. Hashem helps and Hashem gives us the ability, but you have to go out and about against the nature, against the Yetzer Hara, doing what you can to contribute to society, doing things for good, contributing for good, helping out for good, doing what you can in your ways, in your days, to help contribute. Think about the words ki seitze. When you go out and about, from the moment you wake up, from the moment you go to bed, what can you do chesed-wise, mitzvah-wise, and being involved in the days? Make sure to do what you can to go out and about, to fight the Yetzer Hara, to do what you can to interact with people and to contribute to society as much as you can every single day. This has been the TTP, where Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep, and I'm your host, Tani.